This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of his scaled-down national convention on Monday evening, as others tried to broaden President Trump's political appeal. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida says there is a clear choice between President Trump and Joe Biden.
And Trump is the first president since Reagan not to start a new war. Biden has foolishly cheerled decades of war without winning, without end. President Trump knows we are strongest when we fight hardest, not in distant deserts, but for our fellow Americans.
President Trump himself was a presence. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
The president first addressed delegates live in Charlotte, calling November 3rd the most important election in American history.
This is it. Our country can go in a horrible, horrible direction, or in an even greater direction.
He later appeared on tape twice from the White House. First, with frontline workers talking about the virus pandemic.
Thank you all very much. Great job.
And then with former hostages his administration freed.
Appreciate it. Great stories.
Three appearances on day one. The president will deliver his keynote address Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. It was announced yesterday that Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris will be tested regularly for COVID-19 as the campaign prepares for the possibility of more public events in the run-up to November's election. Since the coronavirus began spreading widely in the United States in March, Mr. Biden has done few public events. This is VOA News. The hospital treating gravely ill Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, since he was medically airlifted to Germany 2 days earlier, said yesterday that its tests indicate that he was poisoned. The hospital said Navalny is in intensive care and is still in an induced coma. It also says that his situation is serious, but there is currently no acute danger to his life. The anti-corruption campaigner and critic of President Vladimir Putin fell ill on August the 20th during a flight from Siberia to Moscow. A spokesman for Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters on Monday that protection is necessary for Mr. Navalny because poisoning was suspected. He said that Navalny is undergoing extensive testing. Arsonists set buildings ablaze and torched much of the black business district in a second night of unrest in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. The crisis was triggered by the wounding of a black man shot in the back by officers as his three young sons looked on. Smoke billowed over central Kenosha after police and riot gear clashed with protesters to defy a dusk-to-dawn curfew on Monday night and into Tuesday morning, blocks away from where police gunned down Jacob Blake on Sunday. The 29-year-old Blake survived the shooting, which was captured on video and was in stable condition following surgery. His father said that the incident, the latest in a litany of cases to focus attention on police treatment of African Americans, unleashed outrage in the lakefront city of Kenosha, which is about 40 miles south of Milwaukee. The U.S. Gulf Coast is now preparing for what could be a major hurricane to hit later on this week, with Tropical Storm Marco largely collapsing before it made landfall on Monday evening near the mouth of the Mississippi. Attention has shifted to Laura. Now, Laura is expected to arrive Wednesday evening near the Louisiana-Texas border. Officials are warning residents to not let their guard down and get their preparations done. In Texas, the mayor of the city near the Louisiana border is warning residents he'll be ordering evacuations if Laura's course does not shift. And a group of athletes led by NBA star LeBron James will roll out a multi-million-dollar program in the next few weeks to recruit poll workers in heavily black electoral districts for November's election. The group, called, quote, More Than a Vote, features prominent athletes fighting voter suppression and will collaborate with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund on the program in dozens of states, including battlegrounds such as Georgia, Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin. Bureau Remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.